across Newcastle. You're waking up with Megan Grebo.
Oh, genius.
Yeah.
Is that what we're going? Okay, we'll go with that.
To know those.
Because I have to listen to the whole
thing. Local ads.
Weird.
105.3
UFM.
And it's time for a quick around the team attendance check. Am I here? Yes, absolutely. Is Meg here? No, unfortunately not. That's all right because Tyler is back.
I'm here.
That's right. Meg still has all the feverish stuff, so she's staying at home. I have her medical test results here because she sent it through to my phone, which I'll just read out on air because why not? COVID, negative. Good. That's always good.
That's what we want.
Right? Influenza, positive.
Oh.
Bad. That's
not
what's
what we
happening.
Want.
No, exactly. That's why.
It's wild that they swab for everything now when you go for a COVID test. Convenient.
Yeah.
But wild as well.
I think it's going to get more intense. A bit headache. Yes, positive.
Yeah.
Sore tooth.
Positive. Yeah,
positive. General good attitude. Yes, positive.
Bad knee. Positive.
Oh, damn, how'd you even get that? Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
Have you got a bad knee?
Not to my knowledge.
Oh, good. See?
Thank goodness.
Then you'll know that next time you get a test.
Exactly.
Now, you were at a very fancy soiree last night, weren't you?
It was a bit bougie.
So, first question, how'd you get the invite?
Because I'm just that good, obviously.
I don't think it's how it works. Who else from the team was at the event? Any big bosses?
Negative.
Oh, it was only you.
Oh, so you went solo.
It was so fun, though. Like, the QT in Newcastle is like this quirky, fancy hotel, and the opening last night included champagne in bathtubs.
Oh.
So you had to be in the bath to drink it.
I mean, could have definitely.
I see what you mean. They bought bathtubs into the room?
Well, yeah, because it's a hotel.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
Oh, so you were in. Oh, that's very, I don't know,
you were
I'm
like,
confused.
Anyway, it was great.
My dream anyway. I'd love to get in the bathtub with a lot of champagne.
You were drinking champagne out of a bath with like a ladle or something. That's cool. What else was happening?
There was caviar, there was oyster shucking, there were fireworks, champagne everywhere. It was just amazing.
And then you drove home?
Well, yeah, I didn't really drink much.
She's got an early alarm, Crevo.
Yeah, but come on.
It's a school night.
Yeah, you could have got an Uber or something, couldn't you?
All the way to Thornton?
Oh, yeah. Just trade it for a bottle.
A friend of mine also went to this QT opening, and I'm just looking at her Instagram stories now, Jess, and I can see that she's posted, like, costumes of women with, like, big golden wings.
Yes, they were, like,
and they're not wearing many other clothes,
unreal.
Is it?
That's so cool. And the oysters. Oh, I love an oyster bar.
Yeah, well, you missed out.
I know.
So did everyone. You have to be Jess, apparently.
Thanks for the invite, Jess. And QT.
How are you doing?
Morning.
Now, let's talk about Origin, because that was a big deal overnight, wasn't it?
Yeah, so unfortunately for us, I speak for all the New South Wales fans, Queensland won game one, 16-10. We had some pretty awesome performances from our Newcastle players. The Queensland side had Kalen Ponga and Dane Gagai. Dane Gagai scored a try. It's his 12th for the Queensland side, so he's in an equal third for the most tries scored for the side now, which is great. Ponga reminded everyone how good he is. He set up a fantastic try with Valentine Holmes. So it was, you know, not good for New South Wales, but good for Knights players.
Yeah, I mean, it makes us look good. Now, let's talk about this whole energy situation, because I feel like we're just farmers over on the eastern side of the country, just like looking over a fence over in Western Australia. Why are they all changing energy providers and stuff? What are they doing over there? what's the situation there?
So yesterday, all of the country's state, territory, federal energy ministers all met with the regulators to try and come up with some sort of plan to deal with the energy crisis, not really in the short term, but at least in the longer term. Mm-hmm. So they've agreed to empower the Australian Energy Market Operator to get gas on the open market and store it for use when there are shortages. And they've also signed off on a national transition plan as well, which is all about how the economy would eventually be weaned off fossil fuels like coal, for instance.
Oh, that's good. Because I think, obviously, with the gas stuff, do they have the storage, though?
Well, apparently, and there's more and more being built, more and more interest in it. So, long term, there would be.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I guess it's a good backup until all these solar farms are up and running, especially, which is only a couple of years away. Like, they're building so many even out here in the Hunter.
Oh, yeah,
I think, like, 2025, there's two big ones going up. Like, it's all happening.
Yeah, and the three coal-fired power stations, they're all due to shut in the next 5 years. I think, you know, coal's going to be a part of the mix for a long time yet, because we simply don't, you know, have enough of the technology to actually do what we do now without it. But
it'll be less and less, no doubt.
Exactly.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you very much, Jess.
No worries.
Now, up next, we're talking about this criminal. Now, we don't endorse crime by any means, but this one has been causing quite a stir, not because of the crime, but because of the mugshot. It's another one of these hot criminal stories. We'll get into it in just a minute.
The Novos.
You've got to tell us about this hot criminal that was on the run.
So, New South Wales police have posted a photo of a wanted Sydney woman. Her name's Jocelyn on Tuesday. So, what day is it today? A couple days ago.
Thursday, yeah.
And the comment section has gone off. The comment section is red hot because of this woman's mugshot.
So, normally when there's like a wanted poster, it's usually a man. They're usually like a bit, you know, disheveled.
Like a bit feral.
The photo's never great.
Yes.
That's what's going on.
So this photo, actually, she looks quite hot, I will say. But her hair is quite disheveled as well.
It's a bit of a, like, just got out of bed kind of look, isn't
it? Yeah, but she's a naturally pretty woman. Yeah. So that has just sent the comment section, it's just descended into mayhem. Someone said, what's the warrant for? And someone else has commented back, taking my breath away.
She definitely looks like she's had a bit of, like, lip filler done, I reckon.
Oh, yeah, actually. You know, yeah, exactly.
That's the sort of vibe. That
she's
sort of
got a very full bra as well.
That Sydney, like, eastern suburbs kind of look, isn't
it? Yes, yes. Someone else said she's wanted for stealing my heart. but all of these comments by, you know, a whole bunch of creeps have forced New South Wales Police to actually take the post down because it's helped. It's not helped at all.
Because everyone's going, if I saw her, I'd just date her, not bring her in.
That's it, not going to report her. I'd just take her in and save her.
Not useful at all.
Not at all. It's not the first time, though, that a hot criminal has kind of been recognised online, though. Do you remember the guy from years ago? He had a really hot mugshot. Now he's like a model.
Yeah.
His name's Jeremy Meeks, and I'm on his Instagram now. 1.6 million followers.
He's done all right for himself.
He's so hot.
You're
with a teardrop tattoo. Oh, yeah. He's very ridiculous. He's just, look at him. He's so good looking.
Do you like a guy with some tattoos like that?
I don't mind tattoos. I could take them or leave them, though. The teardrop tattoo does worry me because isn't there like a hidden meaning about how many people
you've
killed?
I'm sure there is. Now, I'm just looking on his like information here. Yeah, now has a net worth of $6 million.
So he's clearly out of jail.
Yeah.
Someone's bailed him out and given him a modelling career instead.
Jeez, yeah. So, hey, maybe it is a way, and a very bad way. I do not endorse this, but it is a way to make a few dollars.
Maybe I should go and get some lip fillers, get my boobs done, be wanted around town and get a hot mugshot out on social media. And
don't do a crime, Tyler.
See what
it's
happens.
Not worth it.
I'll just nick a Snickers from the corner shop or something and
just
see.
Just a really
if I'm
small
wanted.
Crime? Yeah. I don't think that will get you on the New South Wales Police.
I'll try.
Might be worth it. Probably not. Hey, up next, I found this really interesting thing. Do you know the app Whisper? It's like where people like give out their confessions and stuff.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, so on there's all the people that work in call centres have been confessing to some of the things they do, and some of these are amazing, right? So when you're talking to someone next on the phone from like Telstra or who knows what company, right? These are from all around the world. I work in a call centre, here's one, and they don't track my calls, so I've been calling a radio station for the past 2 weeks just to get my call numbers up.
I wonder if they've been calling us because we get some weird requests on our hotline.
All of the secrets of call centres revealed. And this morning I got onto this thing called Whisper, which has all these, like, people put their anonymous secrets out on the internet.
Like an online confession.
Sort of, exactly. So there's this fascinating one about call centre workers because it is a different world there. Mm. Right? Like, you think you know what's going on, but I reckon there's a lot of secrets. And boy, was I right. So some of these confessions, fascinating. First one, not too spicy. I use the mute button to make fun of stupid callers and chat with them about my colleagues.
It's funny because I do that to them. I'll mute them and I'm like, oh my God, there's another call. There's another bloody, what are they called? Like a...
idiot.
Yeah.
On the phone?
Yes.
Here's another one. I work in a call centre and yes, I hang up on you if you're too annoying or put you to the back of the line.
Oh.
They must have like a way of doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, a queue they can put you in. How about this one? I work in a call centre and if someone seems hot on the phone, I look them up on Facebook and I'll even send them a message.
That's creepy.
That's real creepy.
Surely that's illegal.
And sure, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
But hey, apparently, I don't know if it is or not. Feels like a grey area to me.
Yeah.
How about this one? I work at a call centre and I can keep putting you to the back of the line of the callers with a few clicks of the software we use.
Yeah, so they must be able to, based on who they like and who they don't like,
yeah,
keep them waiting longer.
Yeah. Now, I know sometimes they go, you are 40th in the queue,
yeah,
or whatever, and you go, still, it's been 20 minutes.
I just hang up.
What
I
have
lose
I done?
Patience.
Well, obviously, maybe I've done something
maybe
to annoy
you've
this
done
person.
Something. Yes.
And this one here as well. I work at a call centre, and yes, I can hear you and record you while you're on hold.
No way. That's surely illegal as well.
Well, I don't know. When they do say always, you know, you're being recorded for training and coaching purposes.
Yeah, but when you're talking to someone, not when you're on hold.
Well, hey, this is apparently a thing. Imagine, keep that in mind.
Imagine a mother of like four kids while she's on hold to Centrelink and she's just yelling at the kids for the 45 minutes that she's on hold for and they're just recording the whole shebang.
Hey, it's all out there, that information. So be careful when you're on hold. I didn't realize
that.
I
didn't know this either.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Call centres, it's a whole different world.
The Novos. They're local as
dustbin collector from the 1800s.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You come to get your rubbish.
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo.
Only on Newcastle's new FM. Yeah, and if you're just joining us, Meg is still crook. She's off, but that's all right. Tyler is here.
I had that early morning alarm go off again, and I was ecstatic about it.
You loved it. How good, right? good morning to you. Good morning to Jackson as well.
Good
hello.
Good morning. I've arrived.
Yeah,
how are
you? Have. Excellent as always. Ready for another cracking day today.
Always good.
Yeah. And hello, Jess.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Jess went out last night.
I know.
Are you proud of me,
I'm
Jackson?
I'm so proud of her. We Freaky Friday'd. Do you know what, though? I realised it was a little bit inappropriate. Just like, what are you up to? I sent her a photo of me in the shower.
Oh, you weirdo.
Hey, we're work married. It's fine.
Exactly. It's all okay.
How much was in the shower?
Oh,
photo?
It was just the face.
Ah, okay.
I made sure there was no reflections. I always check those photos
very carefully.
Good,
I appreciate
carefully.
That.
It was in a bathroom, there's mirrors. You know, it's so dangerous.
But even be careful because if you have like a stainless steel shower head, you can see it in
this
there
is
as
a good
well.
Point.
So
oh my god, I never even thought of that.
And also because shower heads, like, they have that curve to them, and you know how like wacky mirrors in a funhouse can make things seem really
bigger than they are.
Bigger. Or smaller, for that matter. So everyone just be careful when photographing in the shower. General good advice.
I don't believe it anyway. It would have been a full frontal from Jackson.
You wish.
I do. No, I'm kidding. I don't.
I'm just going to leave that hanging right there. Hey, Lads vs. Lasses up next. Of course, the biggest sporting event happening this week, aside from Origin, is Lads vs. Lasses.
Oh, yes, of course.
Right? The Lads on 46, the Lasses on 43. 13-10-09, if you would like to play, this is your chance at a $50 Gamblin' Brown voucher. They're awesome. Great place for breakfast. Get yourself some coffee, some food. Basically on us if you can win this. Couple of questions, and they could be yours. 13-10-09, we need one guy and one girl.
The Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, this is our ultimate battle of the sexes. Very simple. All you have to do is answer the most questions right. Then you can win yourself $50 voucher for Gamble and Brown. Hey, we still do need a lady. Alas, 13-10-09 if you'd like to score the prize. Otherwise, the guys win by default. Fine for me.
And we don't want that.
Well, be all right. Look, it's better if we can get, you know, if we can get a lady to call up.
We do have a lad on the phone. We've got Steve from Jules. He's a tradie. Feeling a bit dusty after some beers and a late night watching the footy, but he's also guilty of sending the missus some shower selfies. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Very well. Better than you, I would assume.
Yeah, it's a bit dusty this morning, but...
Have you ever, like, found any reflections in those shower selfies? Or these ones, it doesn't matter. I guess it's straight to the missus.
Wow, yeah, when they're straight to the missus, I'm sure she looked at them and has a bit of a giggle, but...
All good.
All right, let's get into it. Steve, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one, which fashion store is older, Just Jeans or Jeans West?
Oh, Jeans West.
Incorrect.
Oh, no.
Sorry, mate. Question two. What would you use toner for after bleaching your hair?
To brighten it up.
Nah, I'm not giving really, it to you. No. It's to get rid of the yellow in your blonde hair.
No.
Question three. This is multiple choice, Steve, so this might help you out a
bit. Hang in.
Delta Goodrum is the Australian ambassador for which beauty brand? A, Maybelline, B, Revlon, or C, L'Oreal?
B.
Yeah, that's
B, you
correct.
Had a stab in the dark and you nailed it, mate. Well done.
I don't know about that. It wasn't a stab in the dark.
I reckon it was for sure. Was it, Steve?
Oh, it's definitely just a guess.
Okay, all right. Hold on the line. Let's meet our last now. It's Tegan from New Lambton. Is a legal officer. He's a part-time Uber driver as well and says she's seen it all. Makeups, breakups, drag queens, vomiters, all of the different things, including sexual encounters. Oh, my God.
Holy heck.
What sort of things have you seen, Tegan?
Oh, well, you see lots of things driving around Newey at, you know, 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Of course you
like
do.
Like they say, nothing good happens after midnight.
Yeah.
Oh, wow,
and you bear witness to all of
You've
it.
You've seen it all, eh?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's an interesting lifestyle out there.
Certainly is. Hey, let's get into your questions. You only need to get more than one right for an instant win. You ready?
All right.
What is a chuck key used for?
A truck key?
Chuck. C-H-U-C-K. Chuck, like chuck away.
I'd have to say something in construction, like a building kind of tool.
Yeah, I need way more than that. Way more specific. Guess if you want. Go.
Yeah, I've got no idea.
Okay, yeah. It's to tighten or loosen a drill.
That's a hard one.
I don't know. Every tradie be going, I know exactly what that is. All right, number two. Which number is the name of the current PlayStation? What's the latest PlayStation?
Number 5.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Yes, well done.
Now, if you get this next one right, instant winner. You ready?
All right, bring it on.
What does WWE stand for?
Worldwide Entertainment.
Oh,
no,
so
World Wrestling Entertainment. Which means, of course, it is time for a tiebreaker.
Oh, God. You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
Are you ready for this?
Is it like first in, first thing?
No,
or?
It's heads or tails. Flip
it's
of
a coin. Toss.
What do you want, heads or tails?
I'd like tails.
Okay, good luck. Tails never fails, that's what people always say. And it's tails, you win. Congratulations, well done.
Booyah.
Yeah, the girls.
That's right, girls of the world.
You've won yourself $50 to spend at Gamble and Brown of delicious food, delicious coffee, all that good stuff. Well done. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hey, up next, this is fascinating. Nat Barr has had a bit of a freak out on her morning show. Now, you're not a big fan of her.
Nah, she annoys me.
But this story will get you going because they did a live cross and the word anus was mentioned. And she was not expecting that. We'll get into the full details in just a minute. Life crosses on live television can go horribly wrong. And this is an example of that. So, Natpa and Koshi, they're, you know, sit there doing their sunrise thing. Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
It's a bit boring.
Yeah.
But they went to do this live cross with Sam Mack, you know, the weatherman.
Yes, he's great.
He is great.
Yeah.
Love him, right? And they often send him off to, oh, you're in a wacky location, but you're doing the weather.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a weatherman job would be the best.
Oh, it would
on
be.
Breakfast TV.
Yeah, look. Oh, it's so quirky. You're in a different spot today. This time. He went to Melbourne's Rising Festival, which is a bit of an arty kind of festival.
Yeah,
you know?
And yeah.
How do you make that interesting? You find a couple of the performers who would normally be up at, you know, in the morning doing their thing. You get them in their costumes and they start kicking about. So just to describe the costumes, right, these people were dressed as sea urchins. Okay, so they're in silver bodysuits. Their faces are covered in, like, a big fluffy pink headpiece surrounding them, right? And then their actual head is sort of silver with some black dots. This is how it went down because things started to get out of control really, really quickly, right? Have a listen to this.
Yes, well, we worship the natural world, and these creations are actually inspired by sea urchins and also giant fluffy anuses. The sea urchin actually has an anus for its mouth to be, and they also love Ricky Martin.
Who doesn't love Ricky Martin? Thanks for bringing it back to our Sunrise audience with some Ricky Martin references.
Sam Mack is dying trying to get himself out of this situation. Natpa, I don't think I've ever seen her that embarrassed.
Mortified.
Yeah, absolutely mortified. She's not even in the position of doing the interview.
We've all got one, though.
Well, hey, that's the thing. Obviously, she doesn't like to talk about it at all, ever, though.
Oh,
or have the word
me.
Mentioned.
I don't know what it is about her, but she just... I don't know. I think it's her voice when she talks. Maybe she shouldn't.
Oh, hey. That's a question for her exec producers, I guess.
Yeah.
Jackson, Natpa fan? Yes or no? Oh, Jackson's doing something else.
No, he's busy.
I don't think he's a fan either.
No, I'm not. Sorry, I didn't have the button on. But do you know what really gets me about Natpa? It's the fact... Oh, God, I don't know what's happening with those headphones. It's the fact that she walked into that floodwater with the jeans on, and ever since then, I'm like, nah, I'm off.
It's a big no from Jackson off, as well.
Now she's got germs floating around her ankles, and she's probably going to wear the jeans for the next 3 days.
The Novos.
They're local as
dustbin collector from the 1800s.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
She's come to collect your rubbish.
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
Oh, it does not yet feel like 1 degree. That's too cold.
I've got my big ugly granny slippers on today.
They look all right. Like, they're just sort of pastel purple.
They're ones that my grandmother would buy. She's 70.
Prevo's so diplomatic, but I agree, Tyler. I mean, they might be warm, but I'm not a fan.
It's so cozy, but the ugliest things ever. So I will only wear them under the desk, and as soon as I need to get up and walk away, they are back in my bag.
Do you have other shoes, do you?
Yes,
you're not getting around barefoot, are you?
No, gross. Okay. Not with all the mice still floating around this place.
Hello, Jess.
Hello.
You like getting around barefoot, don't you?
I always have socks on. Come
on. That's good. Yeah. But you're still walking where mice walk.
Yeah. Oh, ew. And now you put it like that. Disinfect the socks, Jess. Oh, yuck.
Hey, while we are talking about creepy crawly stuff, this is perfect because 13:10:09, what gross thing did you find in your food?
Whoa.
So, travels back, right? And this photo's come. This guy was in business class flying around America somewhere. He has a photo of these 4 live tiny bugs walking in his food.
Yuck. How do they get up in the air?
Well, that's a good question. Obviously, it's come from, like, when they, you know, set things up on the ground. You know, they make a lot of the food is organised before they go up.
True. That was such a dumb question.
They don't cook it there. They don't have a big...
they have an executive kitchen on the plane.
Yeah, exactly. That's not happening. 13:10:09, what gross thing did you find in your food? Best caller this morning, $50 fuel cards up for grabs. You want your hands on these because everyone needs fuel at the moment.
The Novos.
We're talking about when you find gross things in your food. I can't believe I forgot about this. The other day, I got like this sort of I think they're called like a croquette or something. It's like a fried potato ball sort of thing.
Oh, yes.
Delicious, right? This one, though, had like, it was plastic was around it.
What?
So it was sort of like you could see, you know, when melted plastic, you just know what melted plastic is. It had like a strand going all the way around it. I'm like, oh, this is not good.
Yeah.
I'm not involved in this food anymore. So it's just like a throwaway situation.
Whacked it in the deep fryer with some plastic wrap.
I guess so. It still had some plastic wrap on it or something. Yuck. It was a hard pass from me.
Oh, yuck.
Have you ever found gross food in your, gross things in your food?
No, but I have realized that one time in the summer, I'd made lunch and then, well, I'd made dinner and then had like made some lunch the next day and I didn't put the lid on the container properly and I went to go eat it the next day and there was a big blowfly in there. So that would have 100% been some other little creepers in there too.
Oh, that's all just too disgusting. 13109 to join the show with your gross things found in food. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Good, how have you been?
Really good, man. What gross thing did you find in your food?
Well, I was reaching into a bag of Jaffers and pulled one out and I'm a sucker for Jaffers, so I was on my second one and this one felt a bit different.
Oh no.
What was it?
And when I spat it out, it was this huge maggot that was sort of like solidified on it, and that was the last time I had had one of those.
No, that's the last time I will ever have one of those as well.
No, thank you. Maggots for breakfast is not a good thought.
Sorry if you are eating your breakfast, by the way. Just apologies all around.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's the goss up next? Jackson, good morning.
I feel like you deserve it if you're a Jaffa fan. Let me just say that.
I agree. Jaffa's a rank.
Jess Powell. From Maths, sorry, Creevo.
No, I don't eat them at all.
Yeah, who would? Jazz Power from Maths has revealed how OnlyFans has changed her life. Also, you know how Nick Cannon has like 200 children?
What? How many does he have?
And he's got a lot. Like, I'm very confused. We'll unpack it next. But he's gone on a podcast and he's revealed the future of his baby plans, I guess. I guess we'll say that.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What was the reason?
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
Producer Jackson, what's the goss?
Let's start with Jessica Power. You know her from Maths?
Yes.
Yep.
So she has opened up about OnlyFans and how that has changed her life. She's currently living over in the UK and her dad only found out about it like apparently like 2 weeks ago that she's on OnlyFans. I don't know what the extent of her OnlyFans is, but this is what she had to say in regards to what she's going to tell her children and sort of like why she doesn't regret doing it.
I'm happy enough to do this now, earn the money, invest it in the right places, that then when the children do come, yeah, it's going to be on the internet. Yeah, maybe when they're old enough to see it, 8 years down the track, they might see it. But sometimes you've got to do what you've got to do. And we make a lot of money in the media industry. We make a lot of money in the influencers industry and, you know, campaigns and things like that. But I've never made the money I'm making now off of OnlyFans. I never thought I'd see the money I've got in my bank account ever in my life.
It's true, I think. I think times are changing where it's like, it's actually not that shameful to have an OnlyFans. Am I the only one on this team that's of that opinion or do you agree?
No, I agree. But yeah, what I'm concerned about is that when she thinks 8 years down the track, her kids are going to be on OnlyFans. Like, how old are the kids going to be?
Aren't they supposed to be 18 or something?
Yeah. They're not even born yet. So in 8 years, they'll be 6.
Can she do math?
Wow. I don't think anyone ever thought that was Jessica Power's strong point.
She thought she could do math. but she ended up on Maths. Yeah. So, no, she can't.
She thought it was actually math.
I got to say,
I'm going
though,
to do, like, a math quiz. Oh, no, it's Maths.
And I'm marrying a random stranger.
Whoops, and now I'm on reality TV and I've got a big set of lips.
I just think, like, harness your body, and if you can make money off it, like if I could make hundreds and thousands of dollars off of a ripped rig, you know, and I had to get my butt out on OnlyFans, I definitely would. You wouldn't be hearing me right now on the radio, but I refuse to go to the gym. So, you know?
I would do it too. And I am so curious. I just want to, like, not create my own OnlyFans account, but, like, log in and just see what these people are posting. It could just be like some pics of some boobs. I'm willing to do that.
One thing that confuses me about OnlyFans, though, and I see it a lot in everyone's Instagram bios, they like to tell you where they rank in the world on OnlyFans, because OnlyFans release, and everyone's in the top 5%.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, who's in the last 90%? That's Do you know what I mean? Everyone's in the top 10% and we can't all be there. It's like when people say, oh, I worked at a brothel, but I was the receptionist. Everyone's the receptionist. Everyone's in the top 10%. Come on, guys.
It's not possible.
Nick Cannon has... Oh, you know Nick Cannon. He's Mariah Carey's
ex. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay, so I need to read this word for word because I'm very confused. So ahead of the birth of his 8th child to a model, he's opened up about the future of whether he's going to have kids. So he said, the stalk is on the way. And if you thought I was putting up numbers in 2021, wait till 2022. There's rumors he's got 4 kids on the way. But then it says Nick's announcement comes less than a week after model Abby De La Rosa gave birth to his child and confirmed that she's pregnant again with another child. Now, I'm so confused. I think the tally is at 8 children at the moment, but he had this to say.
I'm at a point in my life, I don't want to have pointless sex. And that's usually probably why it ends up in children, because I'm not interacting, I'm not engaging with anybody that I don't really have a true love in like, I want to build something with.
But he has, like, several women pregnant at the moment.
I'm going to put this out there. I reckon he's, like, that's his fetish.
I think so, too. I think he's got a baby fetish. And do you know what? I think his therapist did as well, because I told you this story late last year that his therapist told him he needs to chill out and get a vasectomy.
I agree.
And he hasn't. You know, guys that get to that many kids and haven't got it, I think they're, like, secretly into it.
8 kids to 4 different mothers and then 4 kids on the way for 2022.
That is
a handful.
And he's not going to do anything, though. He'll just pay child support, right?
And he's still got all his hair. Like, that's fascinating to me.
That's extraordinary. Like you said, if he's got that many kids, that many women, that many on the way, and he calls, like, normal sex pointless sex, he's into it.
What is wrong?
Yeah, well, hey. There's guys out there that are right into that. Thanks for that, Jackson. Exactly. The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grebo.
Oh, genius.
Yeah.
Is that what we're going? Okay, we'll go with that.
The Novos.
Because I have to listen to all the
local ads.
Weird.
105.3 New FM.
Jess was just mentioning Don't Miss the Boat. And guess what? It's that time. How exciting, right? We're going to call out 3 names, and then if you've got, you've got to call quickly, 13-10-09. You've got 10 minutes and 53 seconds. You could be on that standby list. Shall we do it?
Let's do it.
Let's get into the names. We've got Cherry Bonnie Lee Pastel from Lake Macquarie.
It's a very exotic name.
I know. So many names for one person. You're a very lucky person. Then we've got Eddie Gehrig from Abermain and Jane Miller from Brankston. 13-10-09, or if you know these people,
let them know.
Send them a message quickly, because we've had people missing the boat, and that's no good.
You don't want to be that guy that misses the boat.
No, absolutely not. Of course, then you head on down, if you do get through and you don't miss it, to the cruise sale day at NEX West City on Sunday, June 19. Big draw. It's going to be very exciting. One person going to walk away with that cruise. How brilliant. Let's see if anyone misses the boat or we get them on. You've got 10 minutes and 53 seconds. Call now. 13-10-09. Right now, this is a bit of a throwback, a bit of fun. Does this remind you? Tyler?
This reminds me of Rage on a Saturday morning.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
For the Hello World Travel Holiday and Cruise Expo, back for one day only, Sunday, June 19, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NEX West City, Newcastle.
NewcastleTravelExpo.com.au for details.
This is 105.3 New FM's Don't miss the boat.
Yeah, it couldn't get any simpler than this. We call out some names, then you've got 10 minutes and 53 seconds to call up. Now, I am watching the stopwatch. There's actually 4 minutes left.
Oh, so you've still got a little bit of time for the other two to get
in. Now, Jackson, I will tell you when the time's up behind the scenes, right? And we will cut it off then, right? Because we do not let anyone on who misses out at all, right? I'm very strict on this. Other announcers, they might do it, but me, Absolutely not. You miss out, right? But I do believe Eddie has made it through.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
How are you?
How are we this morning?
Oh, brilliant. Are you excited about this whole cruise situation?
Yeah, very excited, mate. Love to get back into cruising.
Yeah, have you been before?
Yes, mate. Yeah, we've done a couple.
Oh, nice. Where was your favourite to?
Tasmania.
Ooh. Oh, that'd be nice.
Good
yeah,
part
it's
of the world.
Yeah, gorgeous down there. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Fantastic.
You weren't one of those ones that was stuck on the ones during lockdown on the coast. Remember that?
No, it didn't get stuck out there, no.
Okay, good.
Smart. Of course, Eddie's all over it, and that's why he called through. I'm going to mention the other names one more time. We've got Cherry Bonnie Lee Pastel from Lake Macquarie and Jane Miller from Brankston.
How long have they got? 2 minutes.
They've got 2 minutes and 50 seconds exactly. Right. But after that, absolutely out. Right?
We will cut
you off 100%. Look, up next, a bit of a conundrum that you brought to the table yesterday, actually, Tyler.
Yes.
So, apparently this couch, this lady got given it for free.
I think she might have bought it secondhand from, like, Marketplace or something, but didn't pay all this much.
Like $50
yeah,
or something, right?
You know,
cheap
just,
couch.
Yeah, that's it. And then found a whole heap of cash stashed inside the couch.
Oh, right. So then there's a conundrum. Mm. Do you call the original owner or are you the owner? Because you did buy the couch.
Yeah.
We'll get into this little chat up next. It's a bit of a moral dilemma, if you will.
The Novos.
All right, bit of an interesting conundrum that you came across yesterday. It's like a moral dilemma, right,
yeah.
Tyler? So tell us what's happened.
So this woman in the States has found $49,000
in cash,
hidden, stashed away in a couch that she found for free on Craigslist.
So it's like Facebook Marketplace or Gumtree or something.
Basically,
in America. Yeah.
Yeah, but you get weird things on Craigslist too, like people's
right.
requests for like feet pics and stuff too.
That's a whole different chat, I reckon.
I wouldn't trust a couch from Craigslist, but this chick has.
She needed a free couch.
Yeah.
And hey, some people need that, right?
Yeah, and she was saying this woman, I just moved in and I didn't have anything in my house. I was so excited, so we picked it up and brought it in straight away. And then when she got the free couch home, she found something weird in one of the cushions. So she started to investigate and realized that it was a whole wad of cash.
Absolutely packed in there.
Yeah.
Now, this, you brought this to the table yesterday after the show and said, if you got this couch, what would you do?
Be honest with yourself.
Yeah. Now, I initially thought that she bought the couch, right? Now, if
I thought so too, yeah, but so she's gotten it for free.
See, that for me changes things. If I had purchased the couch, I would say, I bought it, it's rightfully mine.
Yes.
But if you're given it, because the person has given it to you, to me that shows like a big measure of generosity. Because
right.
that person is helping you in a time of need. So that, being that I'm going, this person is a generous person, of course I'm going to give the money back.
See, for me, I'm just about to move house and I'm trying to get rid of all this furniture that we don't want anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, put it out on the street, get rid of it for free. You're doing
whatever.
Me a favour
right.
by taking it off my hands.
Yeah.
So if I was to take a free couch, I'm like, screw you, I'm doing you a favour by taking this dodgy couch off your hands. I'm keeping it. I wouldn't keep all of it though. I'd call them, like if it was, for example, $49,000, I'd be like, yo, Kathy, you know that couch you gave me? There was 10 grand in it.
You'd be straight on with
Absolutely.
Like a lower amount.
Karma would get me though, but this is what this woman has said. She said, God has been kind to me and my children. They're all alive and well. I have three beautiful grandchildren. So what can I ever ask from God? I'm going to give it all back.
Wow, she's a good person.
What a loser. Keep a little bit. She's just moved into an empty house. She needs to furnish it.
Hey, that's obviously the thing. Okay, flipping it around, if you were the giver of the couch, right?
I'd be checking every crevice before I give it away.
Yeah, but you don't really, right? And would you give her some money?
Yeah, I would.
So say, for example, she's like, oh, I found 10 grand in it, your dodgy version.
I'd be like, thank you so much. Here's $20 for your good work.
Only $20?
Yeah, I'm tight.
You're really tight. Oh, my God. I'd at least give them a grand or something.
It depends. Yeah, I'd give them like a fraction of whatever they're going to give me back.
Not much,
but
though.
Knowing the cynic in me will know that they've already pocketed some.
They've already taken some.
Yeah, they've already got it without me knowing.
That, I believe, is karma in its real form because you're already cynical, so you're acting cynical.
Yeah. Karma will get me in another life. I'm sure of it.
Jackson, what would you do, just briefly?
Well, if
keep
I
the cash?
100% keep the cash, I'd block them on all social media platforms. I'd probably move. it's their fault. But also, too, if I was the person giving out the couch and I had the cash in there, I would do anything to get it back in my dirty little mitts, and I would not see a cent. They probably wouldn't even get a thank you either. They'd probably get a, oh, you were going to keep it, weren't you, you sicko?
Yeah. But how dumb can you be to give away a couch with that much money stashed away in it anyway?
It's honestly
stupid.
Your own fault.
Absolutely. I'm with you.
The Novos. Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Oh, genius?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going? Okay, we'll go with that.
The Novos.
Because I have to listen to all the
local ads.
Weird.
105.3
UFM. Oh, so a bit of drama at the shop. My shop, Crevo's on Clyde Street, Hamilton North. If you want to get some antiques or
humble
Persian
plug.
Rugs. Exactly, got to sneak that in there. No, but I've been moving into this new section, which is like antique doors and windows.
Nice.
Right, because people with old houses, they want to fix them up. They want the original doors that match with the ones they're doing, right? So I've been working with people that like pull down buildings to get those like parts of the building so I can get them, right? So I've got the van, I'm up there, and I have this amazing, it's like, I showed you a picture, it's basically like a doorway with this stained glass that goes all the way around it.
So beautiful.
Right? So it is big. It's a big unit. The doorway is like for a double door. It's over 2 meters wide, right? But I didn't realize that at the time. I just looked at it and went, I'll be able to fit that in the van, like on an angle.
Yeah.
I get there and even I was like, oh, maybe I can cut it up with a saw. So I had a saw there. It wasn't fitting. It was just too big.
Too big.
So I had to pay for the delivery.
Don't you hate that?
Oh, I had to pay for a truck to come up. You have to pay the driver like extra to help carry it. But you know, you get the item there, you think you'll fit it in, and it just doesn't fit.
Yeah, that happened to me at IKEA once. And the thing with IKEA is that once you take it out of its box, they can no longer deliver it for you. And I only had a little Mazda 2 hatchback. And I was like, oh, I'll just take this flat pack out of its box
and
I'll just lay it flat, lay all the seats down. Did not. So I found myself flirting with the guy at the front door to try and help me pack it back up and get it delivered, which was another $200 for delivery.
What I thought we could do, 13:10:09, did you have to admit defeat and get the delivery, pay for delivery? You thought you could fit it in the car, you get it out there, try every trick in the book, and it doesn't work.
Or you've screwed up in the kitchen and ended up ordering Uber Eats instead as well.
13:10:09, did you admit defeat and have to get delivery? Vouchers, $50 fuel cards up for grabs for the best stories today. So if you've got a great story about this, maybe a fridge or something, you thought you could fit it in the car and you tried everything, still had to pay for the truck. 13:10:09 with your stories, you could get yourself a fuel card. Talking about when you've had to admit defeat and get delivery. For me, it was a big window unit thing for the shop. For you, it was an IKEA desk, Tyler.
Yes.
And you just ended up with bits everywhere.
Well, I had a Mazda hatchback. I should have known better. I was never going to fit. You idiot.
Yeah, but when you look at it in the shop, you think, it might sort of fit in there.
I was like, maybe I can open a window or open the sunroof and it could just hang out, which is also illegal.
Yeah, that's right. A load must be covered. That's very important, right? But I think it happens a lot. People get furniture. They think, I'll be able to fit that in there. They put all the seats down, move all the seats forward, try and get an Oki strap to hold things down. Doesn't always work. Just pay for the delivery.
Absolutely.
That's the lesson there. On 13:10:09, good morning, Katie. How are you?
Good morning.
So have you had to admit defeat and get delivery?
Yes, I have, but it's a bit of a story. On Facebook Marketplace, I found this breastfeeding chair, and I thought, oh, well, I've got a Prado. I can put the seats down, and I can go and get it. It's one of those, like, rocking ones that sort of slides like a gliding chair.
So, a lot of people like those.
Yeah, I thought, oh, this will be all right. So I had someone watch my daughter, and I got in my Prado, and I drove all the way to Talara, and I tried to fit it in there playing as best Tetris as I could, but because I had the baby car seat still in in there, I couldn't fit it. I couldn't get it on the roof because, I mean, it's a Prado. I'm only a little thing and couldn't get it up there. And they ended up offering to put it in their trailer and drive it all the way down to my house. And then they didn't even make me pay for it. They end up giving it to me for free, so it was really, really nice.
Oh, that's so nice. They've obviously seen that you're a mum. You want it, you know, a new mum, obviously, you know, needing it for your situation, and went, you know what, we're just going to help this lady out. That's good karma, yeah. Katie, coming
yeah,
to you.
Look, sleep deprivation kicked in and I was struggling hard, so I really appreciated it.
They could
so
tell.
Nice. The funniest thing is, though, when you see people at Bunnings or IKEA or at any furniture store and you're watching them from afar and you know that they're not going to get the flat pack in their tiny little car, it's hilarious. But for you, Katie, a bit of a sleep-deprived new mum, I feel for you.
Yeah, it was hard.
hey, thanks for your call. Birthday lotto up next, $275 on the line. I've just spun the wheel. It's come up October. So anyone born in October, this is your chance. 13-10-09, you could be winning $275 with us up next.
The Novos.
With only Nova Castrian winners.
Are you serious? You cannot be serious.
It's your chance at a stack of cash. Megan Krulos.
Thank you so much.
Birthday Lotto.
You just made my day.
Yeah, so easy to get this money. Just be born and then you got a chance, right? October Babies is who we're after right now. Tyler, let's meet our contestant today.
We've got Chris from Raymond Terrace. He's a courier and needs some savings for a motorbike.
Yeah, the Terrace. God's country. How you doing?
Pretty good, yourself?
Really good. What sort of bike are you going to get?
Not too sure yet. Something that can go on and off-road.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good. Mostly, you're probably like more off-road features, but then you can still ride to the shops or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice one.
Make sure you buy yourself a helmet, Chris. Maybe some knee pads and elbow pads too.
All right, Mum. He's not worrying about that. Helmet, yes, because that's the law. The rest,
yeah,
not too fast, I'm guessing. All right, let's get into this. Now, I'm going to spin these birthday balls, and Tyler, you can choose again,
okay,
all right?
Okay. All right, let's do it. Chris in Raymond Terrace, were you born on the 18th?
Yes!
Oh, are you serious?
Actually? Yes!
Congratulations, man!
Oh,
how good is that? $275 all yours, my man.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. I'm amazed. You're amazed. It's rare that we get to, like, giveaways, you know, a couple in such quick succession.
Twice in 1 week, Chris. How good is that?
Oh, well.
Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome, man. $275. It's a contribution towards your new motorbike. Hey, make sure you send us a picture once you buy it, all right?
100%. Definitely.
How
right,
good
in time
is
for
that?
The weekend. Enjoy, mate.
Oh, what a great day. Oh, brilliant. It's news time up next.
The Novos. They're local as
dustbin collector from the 1800s.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Come to collect your rubbish.
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Yeah, and we are having a little team challenge up next, Tyler. You're stepping in for Meg this time.
Yes.
We are doing Celeb or Pleb. Now, this, if you haven't heard this before, this is where Jackson lines up an anonymous caller on the line, right? We have a chat to them. We ask them some questions about their life, that sort of thing, just sort of vague questions. And then, Tyler, you'll be playing for Meg.
Yep.
You have to guess, is this person a celebrity? Are they famous? Or are they a pleb, a regular person?
I think I've got this in the bag today.
Are you good at sort of, do you think, guessing this sort of thing?
No, I'm terrible, but I'm quietly confident.
You're just confident for no good reason.
Yep, feels
all right.
Good.
Team challenge, celeb or pleb in just a few minutes.
The Novos.
All right, time for Celeb or Pleb. This is, of course, where we ask a couple of lifestyle questions to an anonymous caller, right? And then we chat to them, listen to the sound of their voice, and try and detect if they are a celebrity, a famous person, or they are just a regular person, a pleb. Meg, currently sitting on 9 points. She's very good at this game.
What do you want?
I'm on 8.
Okay.
So, but I did get a couple in the last few weeks before. I was trailing way behind. Tyler, you're playing for Meg, of course.
Yep.
So, let's meet our anonymous caller. Good morning, anonymous. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Ooh,
really good. Very good. All right, question number one for you. Which social media platforms are you active on?
Instagram and very rarely TikTok.
Rarely.
Rarely TikTok. Okay.
It's a deep, dark hole, so I avoid it.
Is it because, like, when you say it's a deep, dark hole, do you mean, like, if you get on there, you spend too much time?
You're stuck for hours, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Question number two.
When did you last buy your own groceries, Anonymous?
Last week
when?
What day?
Sunday.
Okay, Sunday groceries.
All right, Sunday groceries. Yep, absolutely. And would you say that was like a really big shop or you just grabbed a few things like treats and stuff?
I've been a bit crook, so I bought stuff for chicken soup to home cook.
All right. Next question.
She doesn't have a chef. Okay. What phone do you own, Anonymous?
I think just the latest iPhone.
Right.
Very standard. Flippant about that, though. Not even really up to,
whatever
the latest one is. I just always get the latest one. All right, next question for you. How big is your TV?
Oh, true. Mate, 52 or 60 inch or something. I'm not sure. I bought
big,
it years ago.
Big. Oh, years ago. Okay. Yep. All right. Final question. Tyler, over to you.
How many bedrooms do you have in your house?
Three.
I think I've...
You're going to have a guess?
Yeah.
Do you want to go first? Celeb or pleb, Tyler?
I'm calling pleb.
I'm going to say celeb. I think there's something about your voice that make you sound famous.
Yeah, but she says words like struth.
Yeah, but that doesn't... Okay, well, that's your thoughts. This is mine. Are you, in fact, reveal yourself? Are you a celeb or a pleb?
I think I'm a bit of a plebby celeb.
What do you mean? Tell us who you are.
I'm Ellie Miles. I was on Bachelorette and Bachelor.
Oh, I'm calling celeb. You've been on TV.
I'm still going with pleb.
Oh, come on. No, I'm kidding. how have you been? What are you up to these days?
So good, guys. I'm living out in Newcastle. I moved back here and I just love it. I'm working. I work for a company called Air Locker Training.
Yeah.
Humble
awesome.
Plug.
Have you guys heard of it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you get me a free membership there?
I can.
Oh, I'm in.
Can you give us a shout out?
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. I'm in. Summer bodies are made in winter. I need to shed a few winter cakes, so I'm in.
I know. We're literally about to start a challenge on the 20th, and I'm like, you're all in. You're all in. You got to do it.
Done. That'll give me time to prepare. I'm in.
That's perfect. Oh, well, we've got you. How's this? And this is rare and unique, right? Breakfast radio person goes on, like, fitness journey.
Yeah, let's do it.
Or radio personality goes on a fitness journey. They never do this sort of stuff.
I know, never. I've never heard of this before.
Right? Oh, well, we'll hook you guys up off the air. Well, that's one point for me.
I can, guys. And we're altitude training, so it's got that little twist. It's a little bit tougher.
I'm not sure about that. I'd rather just go home and eat KFC.
But you've already pulled the plug. That was quick.
Thanks, Ellie.
Thank you very much for coming on the show. What's the goss up next with Jackson? What's on the way?
I got details on Kanye West and the future of his music career. Also, too, remember when Kylie Minogue and Kylie Jenner went head-to-head over their names?
No.
Well, Kylie Minogue was told to stop using Kylie. She sued Kylie Jenner and she's finally opened up about how that all went.
Oh, this is brilliant. We'll get into it in just a minute.
The Novos. Can you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
What's the goss time with Jackson? What do you have for us up first?
Let's start with Kanye West because someone that he works with very closely in the studio has given us an update on where his music career's at, where he's at in terms of headspace. So apparently not very well. It was only yesterday that we heard that him and Shaney Jones were celebrating 6 months together. Well, they've split up today, apparently. He's set to take a year away from music and from the studio, which I would love to believe, but I feel like Kanye West is not going to do that. He's going to be back in the media headlines pretty soon, probably. But yeah, if we don't hear from him for a year, it's because he's battling his own demons.
It's probably best for him to go away for a year and actually work on that, you know?
He's been quite quiet lately. Like, he went through that period of time where he was very vocal about Kim Kardashian and their breakup, and ever since that Hulu show came out, he's gone quiet, which makes me think Was he just helping his ex-wife?
He has come back with bank? A McDonald's collaboration, conveniently the same day that Kourtney and Travis got married, though. So he's always going to be annoying the Kardashians for as long as possible.
But I don't, like, putting it all together, I thought that he was annoying the Kardashians, but now I think it's more a case of he's helping them.
Yeah.
This is great PR for them.
Yeah.
Do you think that's, like, it's just all his plan?
100%, and they always come back together, so he redeems himself, and then the Kardashians redeem themselves, and everyone's talking about them and wants to watch how it unfolds on the show. It's perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Win-win. Yeah,
very, strong business strategy.
Yeah, talking about the Kardashian-Jenner family, at one stage Kylie Jenner was trying to sue Kylie Minogue for using the name Kylie. You can't do that, apparently.
Crazy.
So ridiculous.
Be like me suing everyone in Newcastle for being a Jackson.
Yeah.
Stop it. Change your name. How Kim Jong-un of me? But Kylie Minogue was like, nah, girl, I ain't having it. So she took it to court. This is what she said on Watch What Happens Live overnight about the whole situation when she was asked.
It was just business, obviously. When I was named Kylie, there was, like, I think I have met one person older than me called Kylie, so it's kind of unusual. I've spent a lifetime protecting my brand and building my brand, so it was just something that had to be done. We came to an agreement.
We came to an agreement means that I wiped the floor and snatched that little girl's wig off of her.
100%. And Kylie Minogue will always be the OG Kylie. Frightened the life out of me. Sorry, yes. Something just fell off the desk. But Kylie Minogue will always be
the original
yeah, Kylie.
The OG Kylie.
But also, do you think that Kris Jenner has Kris Jennered Kylie Minogue by saying there was an agreement and that's it, you can't say anything else about it?
Maybe, but I think she said enough, you know?
Yeah.
That was like some boss-ish schoolyard talk there, yeah. Right? She's like, I'm ready to rumble.
We came to
Let's go
agreement.
Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, it definitely like lawyer talk, isn't it?
Punch you right in the lip kit.
Yeah, that's definitely happening. Hey, look, very interesting, and I think Kanye, it's only a matter of time before something happens
He'll
again.
Be back.
He'll be back with his weirdness, you know? It's just his whole vibe. Thank you for that, Jackson.
The Novos.
They're local as
dustbin collector from the 1800s.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You come to collect your rubbish.
You're waking up with the Novos.
Meg and Crevo.
Only on Newcastle's New FM.
And if you're just joining us, Meg is still under the weather. I think, though, she might be back tomorrow. She's just been all feverish with the flu and stuff, and I think she's going to be all good for tomorrow, which is great. Tyler, though, very capably filling in. Thank you for
My pleasure.
Your help over the last couple of days. I'm next going to be chatting about e-scooters because, these couple of people were hiring them. They're massive in Europe, right? Mm. You can hire them anywhere. They had them in Rome, and they were going around, and they went down the 18th century Spanish steps.
Oh, yeah, that's a big set of steps.
Yeah, well, it's a big, monument. It's very famous, iconic the world over. One of the tourists, though, just furious with the e-scooter, mustn't have been working properly or something, sort of threw it down the steps, caused over $25,000 worth of damage.
What a little psycho.
Which will really mess up your holiday, but you know what? If she's been fined, rightly so.
Absolutely. They got to repair the scooter.
Well, not the scooter. It's the steps that have been damaged.
So true. Yeah.
The scooter's like $500 probably. It's the national monument that they're, you got to worry about, right? We'll chat more about this because obviously e-scooters are becoming bigger and bigger every year. It's time to talk about e-scooters because there's been this incident over in Rome, of course, travel's open back up. All the tourists are coming back in droves, right? This couple, they'd rented them out because you can rent them anywhere there. Mm. And they decided to take them down the Spanish Steps, which is this 18th century monument, very famous around the world, right? The guy just walked it down casually. The lady, just like sick of the e-scooter or like...
Just fanged it
and then threw the e-scooter in like a fit of rage down the steps, chipping the steps, causing over $25,000 worth of damage to this 18th century heritage site.
Silly woman.
Isn't it bizarre? Now, e-scooters, they've been illegal in New South Wales technically for ages.
Why?
Well, great question. I don't understand. But people still... You see so many of them around, right? Mm. Like in the afternoon, about 3:30 over near, like, if you're driving around Toronto area, that kids on them going home from school everywhere.
That's interesting. I didn't know this.
Yeah, isn't it? Like, they're going everywhere. Now, Jackson, you don't mind an e-scooter, do you?
I was an early adopter of the e-scooter back when they were loser mobiles, not like cool kid. Like, I used to get a lot of crap for it, but I love the e-scooter. But what is concerning about them becoming, like, really popular and trod in New South Wales, do you know what happens to most of these e-scooters? They get thrown in rivers.
Yeah.
And then when you dredge the river, they all get pulled up and the businesses go broke, but no one cleans them up. But yeah, no, I'm all for an e-scooter.
Because they were, it's a bit like, though, remember like the city bikes that were everywhere and down in Sydney especially?
Well, like Canberra has like those scooters that you can hire and ride around town too. I've been on those after a few lemonades. Very dangerous.
They have them in Los Angeles near like Venice Beach and stuff like that. And the amount of car accidents, v-scooters that they actually have is fascinating. But I'm not for banning them. We should all get on the e-scooter. Great for the environment. It's a lot of fun. Like if you're getting a bit older and you're worried about, oh God, am I getting old? Relive your youth on an e-scooter.
Yeah, it saves you a few bucks on an Uber as well.
They're quite easy to ride, I think, aren't they?
Not hard.
Yeah.
And I can't remember.
Well, you're on the lemonade, so of course you can't. I reckon, you know, they got the trial going. Unfortunately, I don't think they're in Newcastle, are they?
I know they were trying to petition. I think Wall's End was trying to get them at some stage, but I don't think anyone's had any luck to get them here just yet. But I think we should. Sandgate, maybe.
Yeah.
Starting
I'm all
point.
In for
it
them.
Could be a hub for them, because it's like there's not much public transport around here. It's miles to the train.
Yeah.
People, like, we could have a little rack of them out the front of the station. It'd be perfect.
Yeah, and you got to pay me $5 so you can hire it. I'll run the business out the front of the radio station.
Yeah, you can do the business.
Absolutely.
Tyler's e-scooter hire. I mean,